Life today comes without a lot of guarantees or reassurances, but they're not all gone.
Buy any new Hyundai, and if in the next year you lose your income, we'll let you return it. That's the Hyundai Assurance. We're all in this together, and we'll all get through it together.
I wonder if that's true if you get chocolate on the seats, as I did with this one rental car, but I'm getting too far ahead of myself. We've got a consumer-driven economy. We need people to go to the mall to stimulate the economy. On the other hand, you can't fault people for holding tight to their money, but two companies, JetBlue and Hyundai, have come up with some interesting incentives, like you buy our product now, and if something happens, if you lose your job, we guarantee we'll give you your money back. That's what it looks like on paper, at least. We're going to find out more about the deals. And joining us, we are privileged to have two major American CEOs. John Krafcek is CEO of Hyundai North America Motors, and Dave Barger is the CEO of JetBlue Airlines. And John, let me start with you. You at the Chicago Auto Show in February, you called for a revolution in the way that auto companies do business. Is this offer part of that revolution?
In a way, it is, Farai. I think the thing that this sprang from was the observation that traditional incentives that we typically use in the auto industry to help us sell cars in the fourth quarter of last year, they just weren't working. And we went out and talked to consumers, and they told us, hey, don't you guys get it? We're afraid we're going to lose our jobs. We said back to them, but, you know, most of you aren't. But they said, well, you know, I know a friend, I know a neighbor, someone down the street. We realized we needed to come up with another solution, and we really like this idea because it's private enterprise working together as it should work.
But how much risk are you taking, and how much of a financial hit do you think you're going to take? Because, you know, if I go into the showroom and someone has melted chocolate on the backseat of the car, I don't want to get that car. What are you doing with these cars?
Well, the thing is, you have to qualify for a loan to actually qualify for the program. So we're getting good customers, and the fact of the matter is, although we talk a lot about the unemployment rate in our country, the employment rate is, you know, remarkably high, right, at 92% or whatever. So the reality is most consumers are going to get through this. We're all going to get through this together. And this was a simple way for us to work with the consumer and with a third-party program supplier, a little company called EFG, which is providing this program for us. And it works. This benefits EFG, it benefits Hyundai, and most importantly, it benefits the car buyer.
So, Dave, from JetBlue here in the studio, thanks so much for coming in. What has JetBlue done along the lines of what John has talked about here? And as a CEO, how hard is it to keep from living in a bubble at a time when consumers are, as John has pointed out, having so many fears about actually buying your product?
Pleasure to be in the studio, John, with the Takeaway. So thank you for the invitation. I think that, first of all, your second question, it's important to be in touch with the traveling public. And we carry 60,000 customers a day, and we have a staff of 11,000-plus crew members. And so I think listening and being on the front line and being in touch with your product is very, very important. I think from our perspective, the JetBlue promise is really much, very much in alignment with the DNA of our company. This is an airline with a passenger bill of rights, the only airline in the United States with that. And my hat is tipped to John and Hyundai. We followed what they were doing, a small carrier in the UK, FlyBE, doing the same, just being in touch with their customers. And we think the JetBlue Promise program is very much in alignment with, let's stimulate the economy. Let's be the right travel partner.
Oh, come on, you guys. I mean, you know, it's all about your shareholders. Come on. Give me a break. This is the nice sales line, but I'm not buying any of it. Dave, John?
Yeah, I'll take the bait on that one, John. It's a I think, you know, again, with the JetBlue promise, it's not that we've had an awful lot of customers really utilize this so far. It's good through June of this year, but it's being relevant. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly try and take maybe some of the unknown out of the future, and that's what our promise program is all about.
What is the small type? I'm going to ask each of you just very quickly, under what circumstances might I think that I could get this kind of a refund and not? Dave, let me start with you.
Sure. Small type is booking between actually started February 1st through June 1st. You involuntarily lose your job, full-time employment, 14 days prior to travel. We need a fax. We need a certified letter. By the way, the fax is so we can put the seat back into inventory, and you're eligible for a free refund. And that's up to 9 customers on your reservation.
Okay, got it. John, what's your small type?
Pretty similar, and we're proud of the program from the point of view that there really isn't a whole lot of small type. You have to have made at least 2 payments on your loan. But if you involuntarily lose your job, we've also got stipulations where if you're transferred to an international position, you keep your job, but they move you to Mexico or Europe, you also qualify.
Wow. So all right. So Jim, in the control room, all right, I want to fire me. I'll book the trip today. Okay, and then you fire me tomorrow. Okay, and then I get a free trip. Okay, are most consumers like that, Dave and John?
From our point of view, very few, tell you the truth. I mean, we end up with more refunds right after a snow event or some type of thunderstorm event than we do with this type of product.
John, I'll give you the last word. We got 30 seconds.
You know, I think the key point is, and we use this message in our ads, but we're all in this together, and we're going to get through it together. I think if more companies could take initiatives like this one, I think we could find our way toward improving the economy more quickly.
All right. Well, Dave Barger and John Krafcik, thanks for joining us. Go to our website if you actually want to respond to what these guys have said as CEOs. Do you buy it or not? Please let us know. John Krafcik, CEO of Hyundai North America Motors, and Dave Barger, CEO of JetBlue. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.